This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. It is a Wednesday morning here, and I'm broadcasting from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across the country. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too. All of you for keeping us free and safe. And to those people working in the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail senders too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget about those Uber, Lyft, those taxi, and those bus drivers too that keep America's passengers rolling along. And check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I want to say a special shout-out to all those folks in Englewood here in Florida last night that welcomed us and came out to see Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorable author, and myself. And we had a great time, and we got a chance to make some old acquaintances again with some old friends that I've known for years and make some new ones. So that's what it's all about, and we thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you again down there. Now, Kyle, there is huge news coming out right now from the Attorney General's office, and this is by way of Fox News. Apparently, it's an exclusive report that they've got, that they were given this news first. Now, the review of the Russia probe is expanding right now based on Attorney General Barr's appointee's initial findings. That would be Mr. Durham, correct?
That's right. That's U.S. Attorney John Durham.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else do you know about this?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that this investigation, of course, which initially started to look at how the Trump-Russia counterintelligence investigation began back in 2016, this is now expanding into the spring of 2017 when former FBI Director Robert Mueller was appointed the special counsel and, of course, embarked on the Mueller report as we know it. And so what this is, and what I've heard one of the reporters there at Fox News earlier today say, Catherine Herridge, saying that this particular investigator, this particular U.S. attorney, it wouldn't bring on new agents, new resources, if there wasn't something, you know, that was worth investigating, basically. So this is a major telltale sign, evidently. And also, Captain, what they're looking at is whether or not these FISA documents, whether or not the FISA courts were lied to, because all of the documents that have already come out, that are even redacted, show that they were all relying on this unverified dossier compiled by Christopher Steele. So what could be coming down the pike here, of course, we don't know exactly what yet, but at the very least, there's something going on that requires a lot more scrutiny and a lot more personnel, evidently.
Yeah, and I made a comment last night when somebody said, is Barr going to find anything? I said, yes, I think he already has. And I said, they're working on somebody, and who the somebody is, I'm not sure. I said, we'd all like to think it could be James Comey or John Brennan or James Clapper, but I believe it's going to be somebody like Lisa Page or Peter Strzok or one of the lower ends of the spectrum to begin with. And then what they're going to do when they charge somebody like that is they're going to put the squeeze on them and say, okay, if you don't say anything, you're going to get 30 years. But if you say something, your sentence will immediately be dropped to 10. You'll be out in 5.
Well, right. Well, I believe that this is exactly what's going to be going on because we know all these different players, like you mentioned, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and others. And it could work its way up the ladder to people like Comey, for example. And we just don't know yet. We're going to see how this all sort of plays out. But the idea of criminal wrongdoing for somebody involved in this, and perhaps people that we've heard of on a regular basis, I think we have a very good chance of seeing something like that occur.
Yeah, and you're out there in California, and you've got all the rhinos around you out there, and I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger is kind of going off the deep end again because he's saying that he could very well support a Democrat for 2020.
Well, you know, I mean, how far does all of this ever really have to go, I guess? You know, if former Governor Schwarzenegger, if he's unhappy with people going back to work, if he's unhappy with the lowest unemployment in 49 years, if he's unhappy with all these great things that are happening for America because he and Donald Trump have some sort of rivalry or he doesn't like Donald Trump for whatever reason, well, I guess that's politics for you, but it doesn't make common sense.
No, and I never said that Schwarzenegger had common sense and neither did you, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, well, folks, again, you can't make this stuff up. We have definitely got a situation right now where we have the Attorney General, due to the review of the Russian investigation reports that have come in from Mr. Durham, the investigation is expanding. And things are happening. The wheels are turning here. That's why the Democrats are acting half-cocked with what they're doing with this impeachment stuff, because that's ridiculous. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to tell you how to call the show.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And by the way, you hear Frank Salvato on this program on Mondays and Fridays, and we're happy to have him aboard. Frank is, along with Kyle, have been two of my oldest and longest contributors on the program. As a matter of fact, when Kyle Warren started, he was a teenager. I'm just kidding there, but we'll get back to you in a minute, Kyle. I got to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or some sort of nagging pain, I have a solution for you, and it may work. It's all natural, all natural ingredients, and believe me, I've been taking it for about 3.5 years now, and it works for me. Now, if you've got arthritis like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, whatever the pain might happen to be, muscle aches too, then let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, I'd reached a point where just trying to move around some days was really a problem because of the arthritis I had and because of the pain I was in. So I started taking Relief Factor the way it said to, with the 3-week quick start, once with a meal 3 times a day. So I did that, and in about 2 weeks' time, my pain had gone away. And I've been on it ever since. And it works. And if I have to take a little something extra for maintenance because I did something stupid, like yesterday I moved an air conditioner around in a window and I stretched a few muscles here and there I shouldn't have, well, I took the Relief Factor, and guess what? I was feeling fine about 15, 20 minutes later. But for $19.95, you can get the 3-week quick start plus shipping and handling, $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and you get that in about 3 to 5 days. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is once again here. And, Kyle, the Kurds were on a lot of people's minds last night when we were down there in Englewood. And yesterday, after we got off the air, I did not see this until we got off the air. This came from James in Clearwater, one of our favorite callers. And he talked about the Kurds. I'm going to read this to you. Ready?
Oh, yes.
He said, what is happening with the Kurds is that when the British carved up the Middle East, in their ignorance or arrogance, it drew Turkey's border right through the middle of Kurdish tribal territory. The Kurds have always wanted their original part of Turkey as part of a country of their own, and that part of Turkey has always been a thorn in Turkey's side due to the occasional uprisings in that area. Next to Israel, the Kurds are our strongest ally in the Middle East. Our withdrawal gives Turkey the green light to eliminate those once and for all, those people once and for all. Dan the Man is right. We had Dan last night talking about this. Dan the Man is right. There will be a massacre. Sanctions are temporary. Genocide is forever. If you like the time when the U.S. turned away, it'll be like that when the U.S. turned away a ship of Jewish refugees only to have them to be returned to face the gas chambers, and that was during World War II. I remember that. There will be insufficient blood, or there will be innocent blood, sorry, on our hands, and thousands of ISIS fighters will be freed to make their way over here. And what he's talking about there is that they have 16,000 prisoners, ISIS prisoners, that they have been guarding, the Kurds have been guarding, which were turned over to, I believe, Turkey yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he's spot on with that article, in my opinion.
Well, exactly. I mean, whenever we see the things that are happening in the Middle East and in this particular area, we have to go back and try to get some perspective from the actual history of the region. It's much different than what is typically said on the, for lack of a better expression, the 6 o'clock news kind of a thing. And so even what the president was talking about, he was talking about some of these ancient rivalries and ancient, enemies basically, as part of his, explanations and of why he wanted to get the troops out of harm's way after completing the mission that he believed that they have already completed. So the debate will continue, that's for sure. And certainly Turkey is hopefully not going to do something bad, because that is going to bring the wrath of the United States down upon them as well. And to complicate matters, Captain, they're also part of NATO. And so this becomes this is a huge mess, basically.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You can find out more about him by going to the website KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. Now, there is a report that the Ukraine whistleblower has a professional relationship with a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I'm hearing about this, and this is, here we go again. In terms of how did this whole whistleblower thing come to be? Is it organic? I don't think it's organic, especially when we're finding out about these political ties, and we don't know who that 2020 candidate is. That part has not been revealed as yet. But, Captain, if you simply reverse this, if this was about a Republican, if this was, somebody who'd worked at a Republican campaign and was whistleblowing on President, for lack of a better expression, for Obama, last Democrat president, nobody in the media, George Stephanopoulos and the whole rest of the gang, they wouldn't put any credence to that kind of thing. They'd say, aha, political hit job, that's all it is.
Now, what's going on out in California? We heard as many as a million or two people were going to have their power turned off. What's that all about?
Well, the number I've seen is about 800,000, at least in the Northern California area, because we're expecting to get in the Santa Ana winds later on this week, very warm, dry weather, and, of course, the Santa Ana winds can be extremely powerful, extremely high gusts of wind, and sustained, of course. And the last time we had these winds and these fires, Captain, there were areas of the PG&E service area where they had fires sparked because of the equipment there, and it cost PG&E literally billions of dollars, if I remember correctly, and all of the devastation that occurred in the California fires. And so they're preemptively cutting off the power, I believe, starting Wednesday morning and going through perhaps the next day or so. So people can go to PG&E if they live in Northern California. They can find out, of course, more about that from them directly. But it's significant because they're trying to avoid another major fire catastrophe in California.
Well, that's going to be interesting if they're talking about Northern California, because it's gotten colder in Northern California right now. There's some areas with a hard freeze tonight along the Oregon border, Northern California, and other areas where it's going to be around 32 degrees. You just don't go shutting people's power off in that kind of weather condition.
Well, exactly right. And even here in Southern California, the weather forecast, the last one I heard, was that we're going to have the Santa Ana winds perhaps start up late Wednesday into Thursday. And, of course, you never know, and things can always change, but it'd be the first part of the season here. And there are even some areas nearby where I live, Captain, where Southern California Edison has already informed customers that they intend to cut off the power if the situation warrants. And so we'll see how that goes, depending on the strength of the wind.
And by the way, for you truckers out there in the highways and byways on I-94, I-90, and I-80, and parts of I-70 in the mountains of Colorado, you have got a winter storm up there, big-time winter storm. In a couple of areas, you've got blizzard warnings across a large section of Montana and Wyoming right now. And we'll tell you all about that in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. But, you know, you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. It is wintertime. It's no longer summertime. Now, the other thing that we need to discuss here before we, well, no, wait a minute, I don't think we'll be able to, because I just looked at the clock there and it's winding down pretty quick. But we will get into the fact that the White House is calling Pelosi and Schiff's bluff on this situation with this letter that the president just sent to Pelosi, where he said he's not going to comply, they're not going to do this, they're not going to do that, because they believe they're on sound ground to do just that.
That's exactly right. And the president sent a blistering letter to Pelosi and Schiff and I think other members of Congress, basically saying that they're not going to comply with what they see as an illegitimate process, and that denies the president the ability to have due process, the ability to cross-examine witnesses, the ability to essentially defend himself in what clearly amounts to a kangaroo court by the Democrats. Now, this is a gambit, of course, that the president is running to try to get them to take an official vote and put people on the record on this.
Well, they don't care about that, but that's, you know, the way they are. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. And lots more to talk about here. It's a busy, busy night for us to continue going here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House attorneys have sent a letter to House Democratic leaders saying the Trump administration won't cooperate with what it sees as an illegitimate impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The administration objecting that the House didn't formally vote to begin the impeachment inquiry. There are also claims that the president's due process rights are being violated. The notice follows the State Department's block of Gordon Sondland, the U.S.-EU ambassador, from testifying privately about the president's dealings with Ukraine. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the administration is trying to obstruct Congress.
It is hard to overstate the significance of not just Ambassador Sondland's testimony and the documents, but the testimony of others as well.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 314, the S&P down 46, and the NASDAQ down 133. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including moi, yours truly, your happy-dappy talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, too. Don't forget, you can get your car covered, your truck covered, your motorcycle, boat, RV, while you can even get your snowmobile, your wave runner, your jet ski, all covered by insurance. And remember, they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, at your local Geico insurance agent. Now, all you got to do is go online, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and they'll get a hold of you'll find your agent, because you'll give them your zip code, and that's how you'll find out who your agent is, and then away you go. And nothing like a little personal service when you get it. So there you go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I got a couple of interesting headlines here. Kevin McCarthy says that President Trump is doing the right thing in rejecting this inquiry.
Yeah, I think he's right. I think that this has gone sort of far enough already with the way that the Democrats have approached this. They've approached this only as a political act of literally of desperation on their part. You know, they're trying to make something out of a phone call of which we already have the transcript. They've got a pardon the expression, trumped up whistleblower thing going on. They're trying to bring in a second one that's going to be even more explosive because they're going to tell us about the phone call and what they thought about it and this kind of thing, but we already have the transcript.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, Captain, is they are afraid. And I think Nancy Pelosi is a fraidy cat in this whole thing because she understands that if they call the vote, they're not going to get the results they want. We know this, I believe, by deduction, and that is that if they had the votes to start the formal inquiry and shut down the president's objections to all of this, they would have that vote in the next 5 minutes.
Right, and
they would. Yeah.
Right, you're absolutely right. And by the way, we've just heard from Catwoman and Road Dogg. They're in North Little Rock, and they're getting fuel there, and then they're headed south to Laredo. And we heard from Trucker Ed, and Ed is out and about, and we appreciate him and the job that he does. It's not easy to pull a set of pups around anywheres off the interstate highways, because once you do, guess what? You become a target for everybody else, it seems like. And, of course, we've got Terry up in Nashville chiming in, too, so thanks very much for all of you for following the show and being so loyal. We sure do appreciate it. Now, not to be outdone here, and again, we don't know what's going to happen with all the different circumstances going on, but the former, I don't know what you'd call her, the divorcee representative Ilhan Omar is now hitting the president over attacks on the mayor in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Are you kidding me?
Right. Well, this all has to do with the bill for security and these kinds of things for the president's recent rally there, I think, at the Target Center. And, of course, the president...
Well, he didn't have a rally. They're trying to see to it that they won't have the rally there.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're correct about that.
Yeah, because they're going to make the Secret Service pay for everything.
Well, right, and so the president's hitting out at the mayor there, and of course Ilhan Omar, that's her area, I believe, for her her district and everything. So, yeah, this is, you know, I think she's got enough problems of her own right now, you know, than trying to get involved in something like this. But any chance to hit Trump is probably just too good an opportunity for her, and I think she should probably be worrying about her own reelection and how it looks for her as she's not doing well even in her own district, and how AOC is not doing too well, it's from what we understand as well.
Right, and I am talking, everybody, to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, there's a new Quinnipiac poll that just came out. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but in it, it shows Senator Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden in a virtual dead heat.
Yeah, this is real interesting stuff. The heart of the matter now is going to be because, of course, Biden is faltering for several different reasons, not the least of which is his the performance he's had on the campaign trail. You know, even just throwing out all of the corruption talk and these kinds of things, all the Ukraine issues with his son, who evidently was getting a lot more money than $50,000 a month, according to different records that we're hearing about, and so. Despite all that, Joe Biden has not been able to really get the job done on the campaign trail. And Elizabeth Warren, while she's been rising, there's another problem about her, I think, and that is how electable is she really? Is she going to be able to unify the Democrats with her far-left message? But at the same time, it's kind of, Captain, I think sometimes it's kind of like they look around and think, who is the least worst alternative to Joe Biden? And it may be Elizabeth Warren, but some of the folks out there who remember way back in the day, it might be saying something like she might be the best Ford Pinto available at the time in order to run for president. So I don't know. It's just crazy.
Now, there's something else that's gone on out there in California, and Senator Dianne Feinstein came out yesterday and endorsed Joe Biden for presidency.
Yes. This is a huge, huge blow to Kamala Harris. the junior senator from California. And I recall not all that long ago that Feinstein was doing some fundraising or some such thing for Joe Biden. And it just goes to show that Kamala Harris, she came on the scene. I think that she was sort of being engineered to be a major player. And because of her performance on the campaign trail, not only the performance in the debates, but just the whole general thrust of her campaign, and I've been saying here on your program for quite some time, the connectability factor. She just doesn't seem to be able to connect with people, and I think that just really came through. So she's an also-ran at this point, and Feinstein knows it.
Yeah. Now, Ecuador has got a big problem going on right now. There's been a huge amount of unrest there. There's been riots in the streets. The military's out there. The Ecuadorian president, Mr. Moreno, just left. He just quit amongst the growing unrest that's there. He figured that was the best way to go out. So we now have the new president in there, and I don't know what's going to happen, but it's dangerous to say the least.
Well, certainly, and this is one of those times, of course, when the U.S. can hopefully lead in terms of helping to provide guidance, or at the very least help to rally the surrounding countries and so forth, and try to tamp this down. We're going to find out more, of course, of what's going on in Ecuador, but right, it's never going to be good when something like this happens.
And then very quickly, we're going to mention several things. Right now, Bernie Sanders is going to be limiting his events after his heart attack. He's not going to be going out and going to all these events, and that's not going to help him at all.
It's not going to help him, and I think, you know, and again, people have political differences, but he's got health issues that are quite obvious at this point, so we wish him the very, very best. However, I don't know that, it's interesting because anybody who wants to be president, the American people look at someone who can be robust. And again, I don't think age is a major problem. It's not that's not the major factor. The fact that he had a heart attack does enter into that because, let's just face it, if Donald Trump, God forbid, had a heart attack, even a mild, so-called mild heart attack, there would be immediate calls that, you know, he wouldn't be able to fulfill the office of the presidency for health reasons, that kind of thing. And so I think it's going to hurt by Bernie Sanders, and he may not be on the campaign trail as a candidate very much longer, just depending on how he feels. And again, we wish him the best.
Yeah, very much so. And by the way, Turkey yesterday said that it struck along the Syrian area Iraqi border.
Very interesting. Yes, I'm just hearing about that here, and so that's we have to see exactly how that's going to play out. But again, this is a very complex matter, and it's how far Turkey really wants to try to push Trump. They might find out that he doesn't get pushed too far on this whole thing.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's not like we've pulled totally out of Syria. We haven't. We've just relocated our troops.
Exactly right. And so it's interesting the kind of reaction that we're getting from some different senators and different.
That's because they don't know. They don't pay attention to the information.
Right, exactly. Because again, it comes across as something again that's sort of a simplistic 6 o'clock news kind of a headline driven thing.
Oh no.
Yeah, but they need to get down into the brass tacks of it.
Yep. All righty. Well, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will see you, let's see, you got tomorrow night off because Wayne Allen Root's coming out, so we'll see you Thursday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, and the Kyle Warren, let's see, KyleWarrenShow.com is where you go, KyleWarrenShow.com. I'll be right back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
I'm
a little CCR there, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and they're bringing you in on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops. And remember, not your daddy's truck stops anymore. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. And how about this one? Because batten down the hatches here, especially if you're up there in Montana, North or South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, gosh, Utah, and the mountains of Colorado. Now, a strong storm system is digging across the west. It's going to be there over the next few days, not just a few hours, but the next few days before it decides to reach the plains. This is a very powerful system, and it's expected to produce multiple hazards, including heavy snow measured in several feet from the north central Rockies into the northern plains and the upper Midwest. Now, there'll be very cool and cold temperatures across the west. We've got a number of freeze warnings and watches out there right now. We'll tell you about some of that here in a minute. And, of course, live free fire water or fire weather threats out there, too, right now in certain areas from California into the Great Basin and Colorado. Yeah, that means you, too, with the fire threats and the warnings. And all across the area, thunderstorms will be left out there to be roaming around the southern plains of Kansas and Colorado and, let's see, Nebraska, and also probably into New Mexico. So today, here's what it looks like. Winter storm warning for much of Wyoming. Winter storm warning for much of Idaho. Winter storm warning for just about all of the southern half of Montana, from the western end of, with the border with Idaho, to the eastern end with the border with North Dakota. And then you're going to have a winter storm watch right now for, they believe this is going to move east into the Carolinas, both the Carolinas, into the Dakotas, both the North and the South Dakota area there, and as well as the western part of Minnesota, just to the west of the Twin Cities. Up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, you want to pay attention to the weather because this involves you guys there too. And then taking a look at the weather over to the east along New England, we've got a storm that went out to sea that's moving up the east coast. It's just raking along the edges there, a lot of corrosion, a lot of pounding of big waves on the ocean side there, the Atlantic Ocean, and they're going to have to do something about that this year. Looks like that's going to be the problem area. And then don't forget these fire weather threats. That is really, really, really bad news, along with the snow and the wind and the rain and all that stuff. You've got fire weather advisories. I will tell you that the worst one right now appears to be in Arizona, all across the northern part of Arizona, including Kingman, Arizona. So I-40 tonight going across Arizona, going to have an interesting drive, air conditioner all the way, but it looks like it because it is very warm out. And then, of course, you're going to have the central part, as you heard, of California, where they're pretty much telling people don't drive your vehicles anymore if they're a fire weather advisory. And then over in the east coast of the United States, again, finishing off the fact that we're lucky in terms of the Carolinas down to Florida, nothing really to bother you there. The Great Lakes, though, I would keep my eyes and ears open because of that weather that's looming just to the west of you that is headed in your direction. The only question is when. When? That's the only question. Now, the president has all he can do to do the job of the people. I think we can all understand that and agree with that. And I don't think there's anybody out there who wouldn't understand that. And he agreed when we sent our tentacles out there, he agreed that if he were to come on the program, he would come on during the hours that I'm on the air, because I've had him on before. It's been a while. It was back, let's see, just before he won the nomination for President of the United States. And he will be back Not sure when, but we'll let you know as soon as we can. And by the way, good morning, Judy. How are you? She says, it's about time we push back. Hope we do not let up. Maybe we'll push back forcefully and continually and with great vigor. Okay, I'd love to see that one, but who knows what's going to happen there. Judy, because it is really rough. You got to be on your A game to get anything published out there on any websites or Facebook or whatever. Now, don't forget that our president is sounding good, talking good, walking good. So, kudos to President Trump and his relationship over there in Utah where he was doing some official government business. So there you go. And now you know the rest of that story. All right, 5 minutes before the top of the hour, and I'm going to get you all wound up here and get you involved in the Pilots and the Flying Jays and tell you that they got a big big candy sale going on there right now. If you want to go there, buy one, get one, whatever your favorite kind of candy might happen to be, you go there and check it out. And don't forget, coming up after the top of the hour, this hour, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, on. She was on special assignment last night, and I'm curious to find out what it is that she's been doing. That's what we normally do when she goes out and we don't hear about it, because it's all private and confidential information that she does. Otherwise, they'd never want to confide in her, right? Think about that for a minute. So there you go. All right. The USCCA, don't forget about them. And don't forget about our friends at the National Aviation Academy either. They're going to have some boats out there and the boat parade that's coming up and the boat races that are coming up right there in Clearwater. Can't wait to see that either, by the way. That's something else that when you folks come down here from the north, you will not run out of things, places to go to see and hear about racing events, because NASCAR will be down here very shortly. And when they come down, they're going to be in the middle of this construction that you see out there along I-75 and I-285. A lot of that is for to keep the traffic moving through that are coming in. And I really love getting that receipt that keeps telling me, oversized vehicle, don't do it again. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a night. What a night. All right. Now, we're coming back with more. And as I said, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be with us. And don't forget, this show is all about we the people. We are the bosses of applesauce. And what we say, go. It's just that simple. And you'll see the people that are tied up here with this show out at different organizations either speaking or putting signs up or something along those lines, because I ran into one of our guys yesterday, and he actually came up to me and introduced himself to me. So there you go. All right. Well, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along into the night, so don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back right after all these great messages, and they take you to the top of the hour break.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.